You're listening to KHUM, and right now I have two students in here, Rachel Post and Amelia Diggins. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Where do you go to school again?
We go to North Coast Preparatory Academy in
It's in Arcata. It's over on 11th Street. We share a building with the Arcata United Methodist Church. So we're a very small school, but we have a lot of really fun performing opportunities.
Yeah, like performing with Opera a la Carte.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we do. Every year, there's this really cool company. The San Francisco Opera Guild comes up to do this Opera a la Carte thing with the local schools in Northern California and some, I think, Southern Oregon schools, where we're given the scripts a couple of weeks in advance, and we get to choose our roles, and we memorize all of our lines, and then the day of, the opera people come and rehearse with us for a couple of hours, and, you know, they have all their parts down pat, and they give us, you know, very direct, very confident staging, and then we put it all together, and we perform that night.
And it's such a wonderful experience. This is my second year doing it.
This is my fourth.
And it's so wonderful that these professionals give their time to us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost any money. It's just out of the kindness of their hearts that they do this. And so tonight at 7, we're going to be performing The Daughter of the Regiment.
Yes.
At 7 at the Arkley Center
in Eureka.
And how much does it cost?
It's donations accepted,
but not required.
Yeah. And there's going to be refreshments by Rabia O'Loren, who is a really wonderful, wonderful chef.
Yes, absolutely.
And is this performance, Daughter of the Regiment, I'm not as familiar with this opera as perhaps others,
right,
but this is family friendly?
Yes, totally.
Absolutely. It's totally a family show. It's so fun. It's a comedy. And it's just it's a really, really great way to expose, like, your kids to opera and to, you know, even just to go for yourself. And
yeah.
And it's family affordable, too, if it's
paying.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's such a fun show. It's very short. It probably won't even be over an hour. But then there's, like, a talk back with the opera people. And
yeah, an interactive question accepting thing, yeah, at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Where do the donations go to?
I believe they go to our school, mm-hmm, but other than that, it's just a free show.
Yeah,
and it gives you a great experience. I'm sure you learn,
yes,
a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know, personally, I mean, this is my fourth year doing it. I've done it every year that I've been at NPA, and it's such a privilege because I wasn't exposed to a lot of opera before, and then to get to perform with these really incredible singers, and to do these shows, even in shortened versions, and, you know, be a part of it, that is... it's a privilege, and I'm really excited to do it again.
do you just get thrown right in, or do you get a rehearsal with them?
We have a rehearsal basically all day today after this interview.
Yeah.
And we've had rehearsals just with the students.
Yeah.
And also, it's a really wonderful experience because not only do actors get to participate, but if you really like singing, we have a chorus of school chorus, and everyone is allowed to participate in that. So
yeah,
it's really, really wonderful.
That's cool. Do you get to audition for these separate parts?
We do audition.
Yeah, we have in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some parts are a little bit bigger than others. This year I'm playing the Marquise, which is, I mean, she has a lot of lines. No singing, unfortunately. Sometimes I wish we could sing. And then there are other ones like the footmen who don't have any lines, and then Amelia.
Yeah, I'm soldier number 4, which is, it's actually...
it's a respectable part.
It's a respectable part, and I have some really, really fun lines that I get to say, which really crack me up every time I say them.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't happen. That will not happen in the performance.
No, it will not. But yeah, we have these abridged versions where, you know, they kind of make it a little bit more colloquial.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it kind of
fun. And it's also an English translation.
Yes, yeah.
Because
it's originally in Italian or French or something.
I think Italian.
French?
Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's going on tonight at 7 p.m. on over at the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts. What are a few other things that North Coast Preparatory Academy gets into?
Oh, we do a bunch of cool things. We go on an opera trip down to San Francisco. We also have plays that the whole school is required to do, our junior senior play and our freshman sophomore play. Our junior senior play is coming up in January.
And what is that?
It's actually a show that we're kind of creating ourselves in a way. We're melding stories and songs from Oscar Wilde and Noel Coward.
It's gonna be so fun.
It's a spooky murder mystery musical,
but also has comic elements.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when is that going to be again?
That's in January. Mid to late January. Yeah. The dates aren't set, but
they'll come out soon.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, you have to let me know about that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Alice. Yeah. So exciting.
Especially if you all got to put that together. I would have loved that in high school.
Yeah, we're very privileged to have all the opportunities we do.
Yes. Well, North Coast Repertory Academy is involved with Opera a la Carte. So they're having their annual performance on over the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts. They're going to be performing Daughter of the Regiment, and that's at 7 p.m. today. It is just by donation, so pay what you can. Thanks so much for stopping on in here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Awesome. I'm going to take another short break, and then we'll be back into the tunes. You're listening to KHEM.